had a machlokes, just to refresh our memories, we had a machlokes between Rove and Rav Yosef. That was on Davches Amud Aleph. And the machlokes was as follows. That was a Dova Muskim, if an Amud that is 9 tfachim tall and standing in the Rishus HaRabim, the Rabim Mechatfen Molov, and this Amud is used for the Hilchei Rishus HaRabim to adjust their packages. When they're carrying their packages, they can use this Amud to adjust their packages, to lean their packages against this Amud. So even though the Amud is really blocking the Mokim Hilchei HaRabim, but since the Bnei Rishus HaRabim use this Amud to enhance the hilach, or they're mishamished with this Amud, so memele, that Amud has a halacha of a Rishus HaRabim also, and therefore if someone threw a chayfetz, talad amas away, that wasn't the Rishus HaRabim, and it landed on the Amud, so is chayiv al tmavir talad amas b'Rishus HaRabim, because the top of the Amud has a halacha of the Rishus, of a Rishus HaRabim, since it's a mokim shimush shal Rishus HaRabim. That's a Dova Muskim. That was a member of Ula. Now, the Gemara had a Shaila, what if one had a Gume, if one had a hole, a ditch in the Rishus HaRabim, which is also 9 tfachim deep, Machlokes HaRishayim, if Dafke 9 tfachim or less would also be good, but let's say, according to Rashi, Dafke 9 tfachim. If that also, if this Amud, it's also not a mokim shel hiluch harabim. When the rabbim walk in the Rishus HaRabim, there's such a ditch in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, they walk around it. But it's a psamokim shimu shel rabbim. Rashi says, the bnei Rishus HaRabim used to be matzniya their chafetzim there. They used to put down their chafetzim that they're holding, and then later when they came back, they picked it up from there. So it's also a mokim shimu shel harabim. So does that also have a loch of a Rishus HaRabim? So here we have a machlokes, Rav Yosef and Rove. Rav Yosef says, a gume is also a Rishus HaRabim. He says, this shimush of Hatznos Chafetzim in the gume, that also makes it a Rishus HaRabim. It's equivalent to a number. And Rove says, no. Tashmish al yidei atchak, lo yishmei tashmish. A tashmish al yidei atchak does not give it a shame tashmish, and therefore it does not have a halacha of Rishus HaRabim. So, what halacha it will have, either if it's talad al dal, it will be a kamalis, if it's less than talad al dal, it will be a mokim ptur, but it is not a Rishus HaRabim. That is the machlokes Rove and Rav Yosef. Now, let us, now in the middle of Daf Ches Amud Beis, and Rove brings a raya to his yesod, that a gume does not have a shame Rishus HaRabim. Now, we are starting, it is a one shura after the small bays of the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah, the Lai Tema. This is around 15 lines from the top. The Lai Tema, this is what Rava is speaking. The Lai Tema d'chuye komat chinaloch elodavke kaminaloch. This yesod, what I'm saying, that a gume does not have a din of a Rishus HaRabim, that a tashmish ha'idei etchak loishmei tashmish, you shouldn't say I'm dinging with you, but I hold, it's not, maybe it's different. Aladavke kaminaloch, I take a hold that a gume does not have a din of a Rishus HaRabim. Now I have a raya from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, further dafkufa medbeis, this nan, im hoya rekak mayim. If there was a rekak mayim, that means in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, there was also a ditch, and it was full with water. Urishus HaRabim mahaleches boy. And the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, when they come to this rekak, they don't go around the rekak, they walk in the rekak. So since they're walking in the rekak, hazayrik l'soicha dalad ames chayev. So if a person stood dalad ames away, and he threw into this rikak, so he is chayiv, because this rikak, even though it is not, it is deeper than the level of the Rishus HaRabim, and it's full with water, but it also has a halach of Rishus HaRabim, because the Rabim is Maleches Boy. They go into the water, they go into the puddles. Chayiv. That's what the Mishnah says. V'kama hu rikak mayim. So the Mishnah continues, how deep can this rikak be, and we will still consider it a Rishus HaRabim? Poches me yud tvoch. Less than yud tvoch. It means if it is yud tvochim already, it's ichad, it's not a din of a Rishus HaRabim. But less than yud tvochim has a din of a Rishus HaRabim, but the Mishnah says a tnai, that mahaleches boy, Rishus HaRabim mahaleches boy, they use it. They don't go around the rikak. They walk into the rikak. This rikak is less than yutvachim. It has a din of Rishus HaRab. Now, the Mishnah continues, and it sounds very repetitious. Urikak mayim sherishus harabim maleches boy, hazoyrik lusoychei dal adam eschai. So mamish, it's very shrill. The mamish, the Mishnah is repeating itself two times. So that's what the Gemara is going to be mevar now. What is Tamazoy Pshat in the Mishnah? There's really two inyonim which are repeated. One inyon is, it says two times rekak mayim. In the second repetition is, it says two times sherishus harabim aleches boy. You speak about a rekak, and you speak about twice rishus harabim aleches boy. So the Gemara says as follows, Bishloime rikak, rikak, tre zimni. That what the Mishnah seems to be talking twice about a rikak. Here it says a rikak is Rishus HaRabim. Here a rikak is Rishus HaRabim. He says because we're speaking about two zmanim when this rikak is existing in the Rishus HaRabim. Chad b'may sachamo. One time we're speaking about a rikak b'may sachamo. The chad b'may sachshom. In one, be Moisak Shomim. Utzriche. And each one is a Chiddush. The Yashminim be Moisak Hama. If you would come and tell me that a Rikak be Moisak Hama has a Shem Rishus HaRabim, since people walk through it, so I would say, no, be Moisak Hama, this is a pretty deep puddle over here. It's 9 Tvachim deep. 10 tvachim is 40 inches, or 9 tvachim is a chveis, is 34 inches, 36 inches. It's pretty deep. So people walked into the rikak, is b'moy sechame, davidi inshi lekurin avshayu. It's hot, and you have a cool puddle, so memele, that's called amokim hiloch harabim, fakert. If you have some relief from the heat in the middle of the rishus harabim, let's use it. Some emele, so be moisach hamo a rikak is amokim mehiloch. Avol be moisach shomim emoloi. Be moisach shomim, it's cold and it's nasty. Who's gonna walk into a cold puddle of water? Some emele, I would think if you have a few mishigoyim going there, I mean they go there, but that doesn't make it amokim hiloch harabim. But lo daitom, it doesn't. It's so I would think that doesn't have a shame rishus harab. V'yashminim b'moisak shomim agav dematnif mikra v'nochis. Y'moisak shomim, the people are side by side dirty, they're full with mud, some emele, so this won't make it or break it by walking into the puddle, some emele, so that's also called amokim hiloch. Avav b'moisak hama, where they're not muddy and not dirty, to walk into this muddy puddle, I would think that's not called a derech hiloch. So tzriche. So that's why we're speaking about two oifanim of a rekak. One is b'moisachama, one is b'moisachama. Fine. But now the Mishnah is repetitious in another thing. Twice it says that the rabbim, the Rishus HaRabim maleches boy. Hiloch treizim na lomali. Why does the Mishnah repeat itself? Alalav shmamino. Hiloch ayidei atchak. So the second hiloch is telling me, first Hiloch is telling me that it's only Rishus HaRabim if Lamaisa people walk through it. If they don't walk through it, forget about it. So the first Hiloch is Legufe. And the second Hiloch is Lediyuke. Hiloch al Yedei Adchak Shmei Hiloch. that would people go, even though this is not the normal steger, you have an amala mention which will walk around the rikak. But since other people walk through the rikak, so that has a shem hiluch. So the chiddush is hiluch al yidei adchak shmei hiluch. That gives it a shem hiluch a rabbi. Tashmish al yidei adchak loy shmei tashmish. But it's l'diyuke davke hiluch al yidei adchak, not tashmish al yidei adchak. So therefore, a guma that is omuk test fochim, even though there is a shimush, even though there is a shimush that the Bnei Rishus HaRabim uses this guma, but since this is a shimush al yidei adchak, lo yishmei tashmish. I saw a very beautiful biur, the Mekeir Boruch for Rabbi Yom and Zilber, Zol Gesund Sein. So he says, what's the chilik lemaisa? Hiluch ay dey etchak, shmei hiluch, tashmish dey etchak, loy shmei tashmish. Manavshech, is tchak something, is tchak nothing? Where do we split the hair? So he explains it beautifully. He says, be'emison, the reshus harabim is a mokim hiluch harabim. That makes it a reshus harabim. So memele, so the Mishnah was machadish, even though this is not a convenient oifen a hiluch to walk down in the rikak, but it's a hiluch al yedei etchak, that also makes it a rishus harab. He says an omud, that what an omud gets a din of rishus harab, an omud test that you machatef olo gets a din of rishus harab. He says that's not really a rishus harab, because it's not a mokim hiluch harab. That what they use it to adjust the peklich, that doesn't make it a reshus harabim. No, pshat is, since the bnei reshus harabim use it, so it becomes bottle to the reshus harabim. That is pshat. It doesn't become a reshus harabim mitzad atzmoy, because it's not a mokim hiluch harabim. But the lomdus is, it's not choylik reshus bifnei atzmoy. Like this, it's an entity in the middle of the reshus harabim that makes nice reshus harabim. So since the Bnei Rishus HaRabim use it, so it helps the Hiluch, so it becomes bottle to the Rishus. But, so that's how it gets a din of Rishus HaRabim. So he says, so there, Rav split the hair. So he says, if that's him, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. No, the Shimush makes it bottle to the Rishus. So Memele Davka, a Shimush Eloya Yedei Atchak makes it bottle to the Rishus. Atashmus Yedei Atchak doesn't make it bottle to the Rishus. Masha Enkein Arikak, Arikak Lamaisa, they're walking there, so the pilots are Rishus Arabim. Aye, they use this Hiluch Al Yedei Atchak, Abovinish Vi, it's a Mokim Hiluch Arabim. So that gives it a shame, Rishus Arabim. Let us see Rashi. V'loy dechuye komatchina loch elodavke kamina loch v'loy shmei tashmish l'rabim. That tashmish deyichak does not have a shame tashmish l'rabim to give it a din reshus harabim. The kak umayin sof in olav. Reshus harabim alech esboi she'oivrim bo'oisei rikak beragleim. They walk through this puddle. Poches miyut she'en amayim amukim yut chayim shehu kirshus harabim gmura. Elahiluch treizim nolomali, listeni b'sefer, kak maim shebushus harabim, azoikul soichai chayim. Reshus, why, reshus harabim maleches boy, again, it's repetitious, that there mahalach boy, lashmina vini sheit soirech l'rabim, lomali, amereshi shamina lei. Elahochi hodur tanye, davki shuhu hiluch l'rabim. Da'av agav de deyadchaku, shmei hiluch. Avlim hoyot tzoyrech rabim l'tashmish. That's the second hiluch was written l'diyuki. Avlim hoyot tzoyrech rabim l'tashmish l'choshiv l'shus l'rab. Let us see Tosfos. V'yashminim b'mois hakshomim. So the Gemara makes the tzriches of both ways. So tell us mois hakshomim. I wouldn't know mois hacham. Tell me mois hacham. I wouldn't know mois hakshomim. So Taisu says, "Betzriches sechodesagi." Because the Brisa didn't mention what season we're speaking about. The itone chodesim the rikak have a mekmina lo be the domile. Would say once rikak, I would think whatever the most mistava the kirishus harabim is, that's what it's speaking about. Either yemaisacham or yemaisakshomi. Don't make a tzriches both ways. Lahoch itone treizim the rikak. So Taisa says, "Al kivin the mashkachas tricheshe ovet keilu tana bevraise ben yirekak v'meisachan yirekak v'meisach shomim." The Gemara says that in each one there's a svara to say one is better than the other. So therefore, that's why. So even the Tana would have mentioned beferesh yimaisacham yimaisach shomim. I still would need both because there's a svara hin and a svara her. That's the end of the sugya, and now we're going to start a new, very short sugya. Omar Rav Yehuda, Hai zirze dekani, Rome vizokvei, loy mechayev, ad okalei. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows, zirze dekani, Chavila shel kanim aruchim. It is a bundle of long poles. Imagine the bamboo poles. It's a bundle of long poles. Now this person is having a problem. He wants to schlep these poles. So how does he do it? Roma v'zokfei. Haylichai amois harbe b'rshus harabim ke'inyan hazeh. That's how he moved it. He lifted it up, then he threw it down, and he lifted it up again, and he threw it down again. So the zirza dekana was going like this. That's how he took it in the Rishus Arab. Shleinot loy kuloy min hakalke. He never picked up the kana from the kalke. Elazokfoy. He stood it up. Vishlichoy. And he threw it down. So Rashi says, Ein zu akire. Now, what Rashi means, let us not speak about Rashi yet, let's first go to Tosfos. But instead of learning Tosfos, which is really unclear, let's see the Rosh. The Rosh is much clearer to be Mevar Shitas HaTosfos. Then we'll come back to Tosfos for one Nekuda. The Rosh is Simen Tazayin. Staf Kuf Samach. Omar Rav Yehuda Hai Zirze Dekani Rome Vizokve Romo Vizokve Loi Mechayev Ada Okalai. Perish. Chavilo Shel Kanim Gidoilo. It is a big Chavilo of Kanim. Ven Yochil Hagvi. He can't lift it up and put it on his shoulder. He lifts up one side, and he throws it down, lefonov. Till eventually it reaches the place we want it to go. So, im he'evira be'inyin zeh arba amos b'shusaram. So if he was mavir dalad ames b'shus harabim, such an oifen. Oy he tziya mirshus hayochid l'shus harabim, potter, he's potter. Why? Lefi, l'ch'she'okar roishoy ha'echot, when he lifted up the first side, v'ha'ilichoy, he was meilichid, oy he tziyoy, or he took it out from l'shus hayochid, he's speaking about two cases. Adayin roish hasheini munach bim kaimoy. So the second roish is still where it was. Uchshechoza vihigviyoy haroish ha'acher. When he picks up the second roish, the second side, vahilichoy haitziyoy, loinasis hamaloche bebasacha. So that means he made a haitzo, he made a havore of the daladamis, but it was not done in one shot, in one step. It was done in two steps. First he picked up one half, in one half he was oike from the rishus, and then he's oike the other half from the rishus. V'domi lohodom rina lekaman beperik ha-matzniyah. So he brings a gemara in perik ha-matzniyah, kupo shehi meleya peris, v'nosno al ha-iskoifa achitzoyna. Afalpi, so it seems that he most of the kupa is outside already in the Rishus Haram. Afalpi sheroif peiris mi bachutz poter at sheyitzi kol hakupa, because he did not as yet take out the whole kupa. Umucha chosom dafilu chozer vaitziyoi poter, afilu now he took out the rest of the kupa, he's also poter. That means melechas haitzor cannot be done in two steps. That means you have to take out the whole chayfetz with one pu'ula. Abo, im tofas es achavilo, but if instead of lifting it and throwing it down, avol im tofas es achavilo u'moshchon, he was pulling it. Acha hoitzi kula al reshus harab, till he took it out of reshus harab, oi chutz le dal adamitz, then he's chayet. Lefisha osa kol melachtoi bebasacha. So this is cool. He's oisik in melechas havor, he's oisik in melechas haitzo, v'loi huncha bintayim. There was not a hanoche bintayim. Ad shegomal melachtoi umeshichoso mimkaimo. There was no hanoche till he finished the meloche. Havi akire. So that's called an akire. That it would be called an akire. So that means if he's schlepping the chayfetz like this, so memela, that's called, he was oiker, that's called an akire. So what is the chiddush of the Rosh over here? The loybeinon sheyagbia hachefetz. That what we've been learning till now, meleches haitzor, you need akira and the hanoche. Akira does not mean he has to lift it up from the rishus. Elo, akira means you have to take it out, you have to move it. Ela b'chol inyan shemezes ha-chefetz mimkoimoi. In any way, he's moving the chefetz. Bein b'hagbo, bein b'meshiche, you're lifting it, you're pulling it. Mikri akire, that's called an akire. U'bilvat, sheyei moishech v'oilach. But if he's pulling it, he has to be consistent. He has to be kaseida pulling it. B'loi hefsik b'ntayim. So that's called akira, b'soich dalet ames, u'bohitzo, b'oid miktas achayvitz b'ifnim. So that's called, he's being oisik in akira. U'miktzo, but he cannot stop, b'soich dalet ames, u'bohitzo, b'oid miktas achayvitz b'ifnim. V'ochi amrino lekamon b'pedrik amatzniye, gabi goynev kis b'shabitz, hoya megarar v'yoytzei potter, Mishum Gneve V'chayiv Mishum Shabbos. He says, the Gemara says a person that was a ganev and he schlepped out a kiss from a Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara says, as soon as it enters the Rishus HaRabim, he's chayiv al Shabbos. He's potter al Gneve because Mashiach is not kind of Rishus HaRabim. But al Kolponim, so you see, Greire is called an Akire. You see, Greire is called an Akire. Hilka. Hamigalgul davar ogul. If a person will roll around chayfet, kigayin chavis, a barrel, in gololoi chutz la'ab ha'amitz, oi meshus ha'yochid meshus ha'robim chay, v'domi l'megara v'yoytze. That's equivalent to schlepping. V'afilo b'tzicha achas doich v'yoylech hamigalgul at chutz la'ab ha'amitz o meshus ha'amim chay. V'afilo gives one push and it's rolling, so that's cool. He was mighty yit mershus harab. Avo dovor merube. But if you have a square box, k'moy teve, and so b'meila, a square box does not roll. A square box is called, so each time it's called a hanoch, even though it's going quickly, but it's called, this is called a hanoch, so each it's called, so it there's a hefsik in the melocha is not done bebasachas, So then one will not be chayiv. So the way the Rosh explained it beautifully, so the chesaron is over here that the meloche was done in two steps. There was a hanoche bintayim. So that is mafsik between the Meloche. So that's called, you never made a complete Akira. You never made a complete Anoche. And you have to, you can't continue each time you're starting new, because whenever, since after the first Akira, since Achelik was Munach, so that's not called an Akira Shechiv, you don't have Anoche Shechiv. So Memele, and you cannot add the two pulas together, since there's a Hanoch, since it was Munach Bintai. Masha Enkein, something that's rolling, is Memele, that Greire is called an Akira. That is Shita Sarosh and Shita Satais. I would just like to learn one Nikuda in Taisvis. The Rosh is much clearer than the Lashon of Taisvis. Let's just look in Taisvis, the Va'oid. Taisvis asks Akasha and says a Tere. Taisvis asks, let us see the Taisvis, not the first Kasha, the second Kasha. Va'oid, Mashayech Hocha Hachmilsa. Taisvis asks, how does this come into Daf Chesamet Beis? We were speaking about all other things. This is Psadin and Hilchas Haitzah. It belongs in Hazayrek. It doesn't belong here in Daf Chesamet Beis. So that's Taisvis Kash. V'yesh Loima. The Kamash Malon, he's telling us Amayra de Kechidish. V'af al gav de derech lohi licha binyin zeh. This is the oifen you carry a tall bundle of kanim. She'enam kalim l'noisam. You can't carry them. That's how you carry them. V'havik ma'yoimid l'katev. So this is l'chayr equivalent to oimid l'katev. Damrinan l'el d'chayev. We learned, and that heyomid beis, if a person is carrying a masui, and it's a heavy masui, and he's carrying, let's say, he's mavir dalad amis b'rshus arabim, and in the middle of the dalad amis, he has to adjust it. So it takes him 5 minutes to adjust the masui, and he goes further. So the halach is that he is chayev. That's not called he stopped in the middle. That's not called stopping. That's how you carry. He's not a machine. He has to adjust the package. So memele, the amide has a halach of hiluch. Afilu hochi potter, afal piken heye potter. Umishum de lel airi bekitov omo tes b'shus arabim v'rabim mechatzim olof. And this is grade sugi of kitov. We just learned that fakert, that an omud that is oimed le kitov, that also is a din of reshus arabim, because that's a chelik of the hiluch. So memele noket lehochi. That's why he came to tell us this halach over here, that even though v'havik my oimed lekate, afal pikein, it is chayiv. Yeah, and there's one problem over here. Taisvis explains the havamina beautifully. It's l'chayre fakert. You can't carry it differently. So it should be like oimed lekate. Kamash malon. So what's the kamash malon? Why talk you not? It's not a meiradik. The hor is meiradik. It should not be aymed lekatev. So the Svasemis blives by a tzorchion. He doesn't understand it. Because be'emesin, and there's a chedush Yaran also that says aymed lekatev is lavdavkev. He's standing in order to adjust it. Even if he puts down the package. In order to adjust it better, that's also called aymed lekatev. He's walking. That's a chelik of the hiluch. That's called hiluch, because he has to adjust the package. He adjusts it by, he leaned it against the omid, or he put it down. That's all goes into omid lekatev. That's the chelik of the hiluch. The standing, that's how he's going. So the standing is also a chelik of the mahalach. So if this is the way you carry the omud, so the svasemis is, so. So why taka isn't it, so why is it considered a hefsik in the Meloche? The Chazaynish, in Simen Samach Beis, or his Dalid, also asks the Kasha. He says, Afal Gav, the Bar Nochas HaChefet, Gam Kein Nemro Boi Dina De Lechate, so Memela, so what's, why is here different? So he says, Ragzirze dekani choshev kelofush. There's two amides. There's amide lekatev, there's amide lofush. Zirze Dekani is not considered Lekatev, it's considered like Amida Lofush. Why? About Kaponim, that's what the Chazenish says. The Chazenish says that here it's not considered Lekatev, it's considered Lofush. Orvi says, the Einze Iker Im Oimid Lekatev Al Kol Psiya Upsiya. That's not called Heitzoa. Aymed Lakata means I'm walking and stopping and walking and stopping, but every step you're stopping, that is not called Hiluch. That's how the Chazenisha's pshat in Taisvis. Al Kolponim, Sai Taisvis, Sai the Rosh, so Lachayre, the Chesoran over here is that there's a Hefsik in the middle of the Malachi. He was Mavsik in the Malachi. Now, let us be medayik the Loshon of Rashi. Let us again look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rome v'zokvei, Rome v'zokvei. Let us again see Rashi. Elichei ames harbe, b'rshu sarabim, kinyin hazeh, sheloi notloi kuloi min hakarke. He didn't pick it up from the karke. Ein zu akire. That is not called an akire. From the rehitis Loshon of Rashi, and the Miri seems to learn like that, and the Raivit also learned like that. Rashi sang an under a boat. Rashi sang that what the Rosh said nitazai. The Rosh came to tell us, Akiri, you don't have to lift it up from the kark. Akiri is, you're moving it. You move it. How you move it? You lift it. Kol oifin shemezizai, bein the hagbo, bein the meshiche, that's called Akiri. That's how Rashi, that's how the Rosh learns and does. Rashi seems to say, Ein zu akire. This is not called an akire, shekimin shaloi, not like kulei min akarke. It's still attached to the karke. So, memeil, according to Rashi, we have a shrekloch problem, but the Rosh bought a raya. There's a gemara vaita homegarer v'yoitzei. A person is schlepping out something from the Rishus Hayochi to the Rishus Harabim. So there, it says, as soon as he goes into the Rishus Harabim, he's chayev al tzeitzo. Ay, lechayre, ein zu akire, there's no akire. So the Raivet asks this kasha, the Miri asks this kasha, and they say, amuim de kiteretz. And they say as follows, that there's a merdike chilek between meleches haitzor and meleches havore. In meleches haitzor, that means like this. The Raivet says, if a person is schlepping something, and he's schlepping out, let's say this is a Rishus HaYochid, and this is a Rishus HaRab. Kozman, it is on the Karkois HaRishus, it never was Neka from the Rishus. That's 100% right, it's on the Ein Zu Akire, he didn't pick it up from the Karke. Akire from the Rishus is when he lifted it up from the Karke. Here there was never an Akire. Fine. Zokteraivet, Avol Akires Rishuyais, Gamken Shem Akire. That means, you know when it becomes Neka from the Rishus HaYochid? When he slaps it out of the Rishus. Taking it out of the Rishus, that has a Shem Akira. Akira's Rishuyais is also called an Akira. Zok the Raivet. So that passed by Moitzi, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, when you have two Rishuyais. So Memele, the Akira starts, not over here, you aren't Akira anything yet. The Akira is when you take it out of the Rishus, but you take it out of the Rishus. Akiris Rishuyis Choshev Akire. Masha Ein Kain by Meleches Mavir Daladamis Bishus Arabim, the Raivet learns, there's no Rishuyis over there. It's, there is Meleches Mavir, and he learned, the Meleches Mavir is Yoiker, and Yemeniach Daladamis Bemoke Macher. Here there was no Akire. Here we are speaking about Mavir. Zokve, this case over here, Zirze Dekane, the Kani, we are speaking about Meleches Mavir. Daldamis Bishus Arab. That's right. Elichi Amis Habi Bishus Arab. The Rosh put it together. It's all one kugel. But the Raivet and Rashi didn't learn like that. They learned this Gemara speaking about Meleches Mavir. In Meleches Mavir, there you need an Akire and a Hanoche. So there was no Akire. Kivis Rashi says, Kivin Shaloi not like Kula Mina Karke, Ein Zu Akire. This is not called an Akire. And perhaps if we could go back for 3 minutes, Tachsach Mer, this is Pshat Na Rashi, Dav Gimel Omed Aleph. And I think now we'll understand the Rashi. The Gemara and Dav Gimel Omed Aleph has a shaila of a person. Let us see just the Lashon HaGemara for 1 minute. Boy minei rav me rebbe, 5 lines from the bottom, hitinoi chaveire oichlin umashkin boitzion lechutz. That Reuven put on Shimon oichlin umashkin, and Shimon walks out lechutz, mau, akiras gufoi kakiras chayfetz mimkoy meidomi umachayiv oidul meloi. So Shimon never was oiker the chayfetz from the rishus. Reuven did that. And Shimon is going out. Is akiras gufoi kakiras chayfetz mimkoy meidomi. That what he's oiker the guf is like he's oiker the chayfetz. I like. He wasn't oiker the chayfetz before. He was only oiker gufoi in the chayfetz shlap tzichmit. Akiras gufoi kakiras chayfetz. Fine. That's the shayla in the Gemara. So l'chayre, we learn this Gemara. It's a salom de shishayle. He's not in Yisod. He's not touching the chayfetz. The chayfetz left sich mit the guf, aber akiras guf or ika akiras chayfetz. So l'chayre, if you ask us, when does the akiras start? L'chayre, the akiras starts when he starts walking. Akiras guf or ika akiras chayfetz domi. That's so when he starts walking. If akiras guf is akiras chayfetz, so it's called an akira. If it's not called an akira, it's not called an akira. Let us see Rashi. Akiras Gufay Rashi says, She'okar es raglov min habayis la'acha shenitan. Rashi says he left the house. That's the Akiras Gufay. So l'chayra Rashi is very sure. What does Rashi have to speak about when he left the house? He was okar raglov before, till he went to the door. It's speaking out, he's standing by the door, and the first step he's going out of the house. He's standing in the house, there's 20 steps till the door, so that's already the Akira. Why does Rashi says she'okar eslagov min abayis lacha shenita? He was oikir. He left the house. That's the akira. So dachsach mir Rashi l'shitosa, because Rashi holds like the Raivet that something that's munach ala oret is not considered an akira. Here in the chayvitz of the bchalal was no akira. The chayvitz was put on him. He never was oikir the chayvitz. We have to go with alumdus akiras gufoi ka akiras chayfetz. That means whatever is being done with the guf is what he's doing with his guf is kilo what's done with the chayfetz. But let's look at the guf. The guf is not better than your megarer chayfetz. The guf is on the ground. The guf was never neck out from the ground. If he jump up from the ground, so we'll say akiras gufoi ka akiras chayfetz. He was necker from the ground, so the chayfetz is also kilo it's necker from the ground. But he didn't jump from the ground. He a shlepzach. And the chayfetz shlepzach mit. So Rashi had a kashis, so we passed to akiras guf like akiras chayfetz. L'chayre, the guf is nigrar alos, is no akira. So Rashi says, oh, there is an akira. When he leaves the bias, then there's an akira. Like that's the shita saraivet. So memele, that akiras reshuy is chashiv akira. So Rashi says, that's the Akira. The Akira will be when he leaves the bias. And Memela, then is the Akira's Gufay, then is the Akira's Chayfetz. Rashi, Lishitos, Eidach, Sechmir, to this Rashi over here, Daftes, which is Kishitas HaRaivet. As everybody says, come out in the Meiri that Rashi holds like the Raivet. That's the end of this Sugya. Now we're going to have a new Sugya. Omar Mar. Now we are explaining now, we had a baraisa with many halachas on Vavova Medalev, so we're finishing explaining those halachas. Omar ma, odom oimed ala askoife. A person can stand on a askoife. An askoife is a stoop in front of a delis. Neitel mi balabayis benoisin loy. The balabayis, now we have the stoop is between the rishus harabim and the bayis. So the veraisit said, standing on the stoop, he can take from the balabayis, the noisin loy. He gives back to the balabos. That means there's no problem. Noitel ma'oni, the noisin loy. That means he has full access, side to the rishus harabim and side to the rishus hayochim. Like the Gemara, hay askufe mai. What halacha does this askufe have? And we'll see there's different types of askufes. Ilema askufe rishus harabim. If the askufe is a rishus harabim, it is poches megimel, and it doesn't have any mechitzes, so it's then it's some rishus harabim, so it says it didn't have rishus harabim. Neitel mi balabayis. How can he take from the balabos? So mapik meshus ayochid leshus harab. He's taking out from shus ayochid leshus harab. The ela askoifes reshus ayochid. If it's speaking about askoifes reshus ayochid, let us say now for practical purposes, it's gavoya yud berochav dalid. Neitel mi naoni. How can he take from the oni? O kama ayil meshus harabim leshus ayochid. He's taking from reshus harabim leshus ayochid. El askoifes kalmelis. We'll say the askoifes to be tvachim tall and dalid al dalid. Neutel v'noisen. He can take. So he's standing in a kalmelis. He's taking from a rishus arabim. He's taking from a rishus ayochet. Lechatchile. Soif soif yisurim miyisa. There's an iser to take from a kalmelis to a rishus ayochet or a rishus arabim. El askoifes mokim ptur ba'almel. So the Gemara says, no, we are speaking about an askoifa that is a mokim ptur, kigoin, the less pay dalet al dalet. This askoifa is three or more tfochim tall, so it's not bottled to the reshus harabim, leidosi beirabim, and it is less than dalet al dalet. It would be dalet al dalet, it would be a kamalis, it's less than dalet al dalet, so it's a mokim ptur. And a mokim ptur has the privileges to take from a reshus harabim to take from a reshus hayochid. V'chiho, v'chiosa ravdimi, omar rabbi yochanan, mokim she'ein boi dalet al dalet vochim, muter livnei reshus hayochid, livnei reshus harabim lachatef olov. That livnei reshus harabim allowed to rest their packages on it, livnei reshus hayochid, because it's a mokim ptur. U'bulvad shelo yachlifu. But you should not be machlef the reshuyes. That means you should not take from the reshus harabim through the askoife to the reshus hayochid, that the rabbonon asad. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, askoifes reshus harabim, kigoin, askoifes movui, we're speaking on askoife, a stoop that is in front of a movui, She'ein oleho tikre, there's no tikre on top of it to say pi tikre yored v'soysen. Ve'ein govoye gimel min akarke, so it's teich gimel to the reshus harabim. Ve'lechi shel movi lifnim heimeno, and the lechi of the movi, in the Chaydesh Ovev says not only the lechi, everything is lifnim heimeno, that means there's no mechitza surrounding it. So that's the reshus harabim. So how could he take from the balabos? I also speak madrishus ayochid going in medes tachas atikre. There's a tikre, some emele. It's the say pitikre. Oy lefnim in alechi, or it is surrounded. There's a lechi in front of it. Oy gevoye yudarechove dalid. These are three cases that a skoifa could be a rishus ayochid. Some emele. So how could he go and give to the oni? Askoifes kamelis, ene gevoye yud, alechov edalet. Eich ikhtoni noit lechatchile, soif soif, iso darabono nik, des an iso darabono. Humokim ptu, humokim shem boi arba al arba, humokim mesuyim, sheyesh loi roish rochov ktsas, des a roish, ugevoye gimu, boim et somach lishus ayochid, lishus arabim, boch imukin lo beirevin, begevoye gimu, so mamele, that's the askoifa we're speaking about. Lebavachle yachlifu v'achinamik toni leil lebavachle yitol minaoni v'yitain lebalabais. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omamar ubelvad shlo yitol mibalabais v'noisin laoni v'oni v'noisin lebalabais v'im notal v'nosan shlosh tam pturim. If a person was standing on this askoifa, which is a mokim ptur, and he took from the oni, and he handed it to the balabos, or vice versa, so shlosh tam pturim, they're all potter. Frek de gemore, leimet, have it yufte de rove. Lachayre, this is a tyufte de rove, the oma rove. Hama vir chayfetz, mitchil az dalet, lesayv dalet bishus arabim. Af al pi sheviroi derech olof chayev. Now what is Rove speaking about? So Rashi says pshat. Derech olof shehegvioi lemailo miyut. this person picked up a chayfetz in the Rishus HaRabim, he gviyoy lamayloy miyut, the loyshalit pei avir Rishus HaRabim, vahavi mokim ptu, is chayef, ki hoder anche. So even though this chayfetz was nekar Rishus HaRabim, traveled through a mokim ptu, and ended up in the Rishus HaRabim 4 amos away, chayef. Va'avol gav, Rashi says, the derech mokim ptu rozl, even though it went to a mokim ptu. So memela we see that if there was an akira b'rishus HaRabim, anoche b'rishus HaRabim, 4 amos away, even though in the middle it traveled to a mokim ptu, it's konish mekonish. Frek the Gemara says also the same thing. This person who's standing under a skoife, he took from the Oni, there was an Akira from the Oni, there was Anoche B'yadei Shal Balabais, they went through a Mokim Ptur in between. So what? What is the Chilik? And for the Gemara, Hosam Loinoch, Hochenoch. So the Ivra of the Gemara is, in the case of Rove, it was Loinoch, in the case of here, it is Noch. So Rashi, let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Loi noch b'mokim ptu. There it wasn't noch b'mokim ptu. V'havelei akire mershus harabim, v'hanoche mershus harabim, and there was no hanoche b'mokim ptu. Och noch b'mokim ptu, b'yad ha'oimeid al ha'askoif. Here it is, noch b'mokim ptu, b'yad ha'oimeid al ha'askoif. Now, what is pshat in this Gemara according to Rashi? Emes asks. He asks a stira in 2 Rashis. Rashi, the last Rashi says, Hochin noch b'mokim ptu, b'yad ha'oimeid alo askoife. So Rashi seems to say that when the person is standing under askoife, and the chayfet is in his hand, it is considered noch. Even though he didn't put it down. The sheet is Taisvus Rida, Taisvus Rida says, Hocha Noch, it's somebody put it down. Oh, that's a beautiful sheet. Oh, but Rashi doesn't seem to say that. Rashi says, it's Noch, Biyad, Ha'oy Medala, Skoife. So, Kaponim, it seems from Rashi, that even though he didn't put it down, but he's standing in the Mokim Tur, it's called Munach. Fine. Hanoch is Gufay, Hanoch is Chayfetz, we'll understand Rashi beautifully. So he says, let us look at Rashi before. Rashi says, in Rove Chayev, ki hoda anche. He's Chayev, what was Rove speaking about? He picked up a chayfetz, he took it, lemaila miyut, and he put it down, baldamas away, Chayev, ki hoda anche. When he put it down. What if he didn't put it down? If he's standing like this, like the Statue of Liberty, it's Konish. He's not Chayev. So, the Sas Emes asks, so how does these 2 Rashi stim? Here Rashi weiss, it's called the Hanoche. He's here standing over here, it's called Munach v'mokim tu. So if it's Munach v'mokim tu, let it be called Munach, chutz l'dal adamas. Why? Here Rashi says, ki hodar anche. And here Rashi says, afilu he didn't put it down. That kasha the Sas Emes asks, and the Sas Emes wants to say a teret, maybe this is called the Hanoche. In order to shter the meloche, it's called a hanoche. To be mechayivim, it's not called hanoche. So that means azoi. That when, in order, in the case of Rove, when he picked it up over here, and he puts it daladamis away, so this doesn't have a shame, a hanoche, legabi chiyu, in order to say it's called munach over here. He didn't put it down. Now it's munach biyoda, it's not considered that it's munach yet in this mokim. Masha'enkein, to shter, here he made an akira, and here's the mokim ptur to make a hefsik between the akira and this. This is called it's a hanoche tishter and not hanoche pochiv. That's what he wants to say. That means here you only need a monkey wrench. You don't need a real hanoche. That means he made an akira. So if it's called a shtikal hanoche b'mokim ptur, so it's a hefsik already in the maloche. So you have to start over again. But in order to be mechuyev, we have to mamish put it down. That's what the Tzfas Emes wants to say. He says it's a big doichik. Lulei dvorov, because the Tzfas Emes is another shrekliche problem in Rashi, which I'll tell you over soon. Lulei dvorov, I think pshat in Rashi is a little differently. And I think we'll gain a lot of things if this is pshat in Rashi. Rove was speaking about as follows. He picked up something over here. He lifted it l'mayla miyut. So it's l'mayla miyut now. Kozman is l'mayla miyut, even though he's standing in the Rishus HaRabim, but the Chayfetz is l'mayla miyut. The Chayfetz is going through a mokim p'tur. So Rashi says, when is he chayiv? Chayiv ki hoda amchei. Amchei, I think, does not mean he put down the Chayfetz, he put down his hand. He put down, that means because Kozman is standing like the Statue of Liberty, he won't be chayiv. He'll hold it over, he also won't be chayiv. It's vital l'mayla miyud. Amchei is not going on the chayfet. Amchei is going on his hand. His hand was stretched out. He heard the Amchei when he put down his hand into the Avir Rishus HaRabim, he'll be chayiv. That's all what Rashi is saying. And Rashi is saying that that is considered a hanoche. It is considered a hanoche. It is considered a hanoche over here, Rishus HaRabim. So it could be, now what is the difference between the two cases? Hoche noch, hoche loy noch, so the chilek dachsach mir is poshet. Here, lebaise, if the yad and the goof is in the same rishus, it's an amokim p'tur, so it's called noch. This is called noch. If the goof is noch b'mokim p'tur, and his hand is also in the same rishus, we mentioned the rishonim and dav gimel, this is not like Taisis dav gimel, but the rishonim dav gimel say, according to Rashi, that if the goof is noch in the rishus, so the yad, that what's lying in his yad is also called munach in that rishus. So mamela here, it's called noch. It's noch in the rishus. Because Baruch Hashem, the yad is in the same rishus with his feet. So mamela, so it's considered noch. Masha'en came over here, even though it was lamayla miyut, so what? But it wasn't noch in the rishus. The yad isn't called noch. I feel like it stopped for a minute. The stopping is lamayla lemayrit. Your stop, mid stop. Here also could be a fellow didn't stop. Lemaise, this is called noch. As soon as it comes into this rishus, together with the yad, it's called noch in this rishus. There the yad was lemailo miyut. The goof was in the rishus harabim, so it wasn't called noch in that rishus. So it's parde. So lemaise, when it ends up and it becomes noch b'rishus harabim, then it becomes noch. That's that is pshat in Rashi. And I told you there was another pshat, the Tosfos Rit says pshat, that it's only called the hanocha when he puts it down. And the Ravid says a third pshat, that the Ravid says that he has to be ma'akevit biyodoy. That's how the Ravid says. But it's not mashma, this is the pshat in Rashi. The Ravid says like this, if he's going like this, I mean, if the person standing on the askoifa and he takes from the oni and gives to the balabos in one shot, he's takechayiv. That's no shaila. Hochin noch, it's speaking about that he was holding it a minute. Then he went further. Then it's called, there was munach in that rishus. Mashenke, in the case of Rove, if he would take go like this, it would also be noch. But here speaking about he was loy noch. He went straight, so if he went straight, so there's no hanoch, he'll mock him too. If he'll take a stop over here, he'll also be potter. That's how the Ravid learns. But Rashi does not mention one word of iku. And Rashi, all what Rashi says, hoch hanoch, be mock him too, be yat ha'im ed al askoife. It's loinoch be mock him too. I mean, Rashi is leider very, very soften. Rashi did not explain the terrors of the Gemara. The Gemara is Takashi, here it's going to a mokim p'tur ayidei yode, and here it's going to a mokim p'tur ayidei yode. And the Gemara answers, awesome, loy noch the mokim p'tur, hoch enoch the mokim p'tur. Rashi doesn't say it. Rashi is very unclear why it is noch and why it is not noch. The Tzfas Emes wants to say, according to Rashi, they're speaking about he's walking, and we'll see the Tzfas Emes says it's a big problem. Rashi never mentioned he was walking over there in the case of Rove. He says, that's what Rashi says. Here he's standing and there he's walking. And there it's speaking about he's walking. But that's the Chmir. It's only considered noch if the yad is in the same reshus of the goof. Then it's considered noch in that reshus. If the yad is in a mokim ptur and the goof is in the reshus harabim, it's not considered noch the mokim ptur. That is Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. Now, let us see Tosfos. Leime tehevet yufte derov. Peirish Rashi. Rashi says, afal pi sheheviroi lemaila miyut. Even though he was maver, the chavis amayla meyut, tave mokim ptu. Afal pike, that means it was oike meshus harabim, miniach beshus harabim, and heviroi lemayla meyut tave mokim ptu. Afal pike, and you're chayiv, and here it says you're potter. The loin nehire, so Tosfos does not like this pshat at all, that if the chiddush of Rava is that in the middle of the havore, he went through a mokim ptur, that was the chiddush of Rava. Dim kein, havelei lemifrach mirabbono. This was Rava's chiddush. This is a rabbono. The Omri, we learned in the Afheim at Beitz, amoitzi mechanus leplatio derech stof. We mamish had mamish this tzir. A person took out from a reshus hayochid. And he was meniach leplatio in a reshus harabit. And in between, he walked derech stav, he walked derech kamalis, kaya. So you see, klor, that in meleches oito, even though in the middle you walk through a reshus haptur, you're kaya. So here the Gemara had a kasha, that when he's on the askoife, when he's on the askoife. So lemaise, when he is on the askoife, it's also going through a mokim ptur. Why is he chayev? So you're asking, leimetevit yufte l'rove, havel elamifrach mirabona. The Gemara said it's a stira to the rabona. There also, they said that if he's walking from achnu, that he's taking from achnus, leplatye derech stov, he's chayev. Ubay parich nami leimetevit yufte l'rove, matopkefakt rove von avareise, Leim Rabbonon, kai mikevosei. The Rabbonon also hold like Rove. So mamele, you have a bereise verkehrt on Rove. You have a bereise like Rove. So what's? So therefore, Tosfos does not like Rashi's pshat. He says Rashi's pshat was that the chiddush of Rove was a went through a mokim ptur. So Rashi does not like Tosfos pshat. That chiddush we have from a meitz mechnus leplatye derech stop. The way we said Pshat and Rashi, I think it would be gewaldic. It wouldn't be schwer. Tosfos kasha. Das steigt doch nicht. Und Tosfos kasha ist nicht schwer. Aber Chonon says, der Mensch ist doch nicht frei und fremd für Tosfos kasha, so seine Deuge versteht nicht Tosfos kasha. Aber Kaponim, Deuge Balevishi, sich ist versteht nicht Tosfos kasha. Aber Lachere, the way we said Pshat and Rashi, das ist ein mehr dicker Chilik. The Gemara and the Hayomet Beis is speaking about a person who's walking. Okay? That's the Gemara. He picked up something from a chanus, from a reshus hayochid. He walked through a stop. He didn't stand in the stop. He's walking through a stop. And then he ended up in a platye. He made anoch in a platye. So he's chayev. I, in the middle of the malach, he was oisik, and there was a hefsik in the malach, he was going through a mokim ptur. So that's the chiddush of the Gemara, a hefsik between the Eitzah and the Achnosa Mach Nishkali. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Zaker Benazi holds Mahalach Koim Edomi, so it's called he stopped in the stop, so Takemi Potter. But there he was walking. Here in our Gemara, he's standing in one place. And Zaker, that's the whole lomdus of Askoife. The whole lomdus of Askoife, why can he take from the Oni and give to the Balabos and still be Potter? Because since he's standing in one place, so the minute he goes, he passes by the reshus he's standing in, that means if he's standing in one place, it's considered noch. He's not, here he's not walking, he's standing, and that gives it a teiras anochet. Even though the hand is moving, but since the goof is standing, it gives it a teiras anochet. That's the chiddush of the bereise. So the Gemara says, if it's stating the Bereis, even though the hand is moving, if the goof is standing, it is considered noch.
So Memel and Rav is also the same thing. So the Gemara says, no, that's not considered noch, because the hand is in a different reshus of the goof, because the reshus, the hand is Lamaila Miyud, and the goof is Lamata Miyud. So Memel, Abba Kaponim, that's the similarity. The similarity to Askeif and Rav is, the Hevatzad Shove, he's standing, and the standing makes it noch. That's what, that was the teretz of the Gemara, Hoch and Noch, because he's standing, even though the hand is moving. A standing goof and a moving hand is called a chayvetz is noch. So Mamela to the Gemara said, so that's a kasha and rove. But stop, there's no standing over there. There he's walking. When he's walking, versteht sich, there's no problem. That's how there's lechayre, there's no zustel to the Gemara before to our Rashi. One kasha. But upon him, that's Tosfos kasha and Rashi. But oi, the Bamoitzi tefillin tanam. Now Tosfos asks a different kasha. Oy made Adam b'shus hayochid u'metalto b'shus harabim u'bilvad shelo yoytzi chutz ledalet ames. The Gemara says as follows. A person can be standing in the reshus hayochid and he can be metalto b'shus harabim. That means, let us say, for practical purposes, this is a reshus hayochid. Here is a reshus harabim. He stretches his hand out of the window, let's say, and he picks up the chayfetz over here and puts it over here. Fine, he's allowed to do that. He's metalto two ames b'shus harab, and he's standing b'shus hayochid. One is permitted to do that. Ubelvad shelo yoytzi chutz ledalet ames. But if he's standing over here, the chayfetz is over here, and he was mavad ledalet ames b'shus harab, so then he's chayim. So the Gemara says you're chayim. The daik b'gemara, the Gemara has a daik from the Mishneh. Ho hoitzi, what would be the din if he was moitzi dalet ames? Chayev chatas. He's chayev chatas. He was mava dalet ames b'shus harab. Frek de gemore leime misayel eile rove, tzarayet te rove, doma rove, hama v'chayvetz mitchilis dalet lesoiv dalet b'shus harabim. Af al pi shehevirei derech olav chayev, so tzarayet te rove. Tarayet erov, and even avopi shevire derech olav chayet. Leperish akuntres ma'inyin zelazef, like toch teisves, if pshatan rove is that he lifted it up in mokim p'tur, ma'in shmita leitzo ha'asinai, who's talking about he lifted up in mokim p'tur? Appel on Rashi. Yeah, but we have to know Rashi learned this gemol, eh? In Erevin, and Rashi in Erevin says pshat as follows. And this is in Erevin, like it brings down Rashi's terrors. Like this, you look at Rashi, it's mamisha pella. Rashi in Erevin says, this person who was standing b'shus hayochid was standing on the roof. He wasn't standing, he wasn't on a basement floor. He was standing on the roof. So when he picked it up l'mayla miyud, and he put it down the door. He's standing on the roof. So m'mayla, that's the story over there. So he picked it up l'mayla miyud. So it's a raya terob. So Tosfos and Erevin asks, who says he's standing on the roof? Fishtait said, "Oim adam b'shus hayochid." Who says he's standing on the roof? Rashi says he's standing on the roof. That's one kasha. L'chayr can ask another kasha. I feel he's standing on the roof. How did he reach down? Ain't for the bezach. I mean, he reached down over here. So even though he's standing on the roof, he was able to reach down to get the chayvet. Who says he has to pick it up yud for him? I mean, I feel he's standing on the roof. But the chayvet a problem though. Who says that he lifted up l'mayla miyud? He was able to reach down from the roof. About Kaponim, so how do you know weiter that it's speaking about that he was Bavil Amayla Meyut? So there's a Mordekach Sam Seifer here. The Sam Seifer says Pshat and Rashi, and he says Rashi holds like the Raivit. The Rashban Asugya, we didn't mention it yesterday, brings down a Machloikis HaRishonim, a very interesting Machloikis. Is it permissible to be Mavil Beis Amois Vershus Harab? Person is a chayfetz is here, he picks it up over here, and he puts it 2 hours later. So the Rav Rishonim hold, you're allowed to do it. It's only not allowed to be done if I do like this. I want to be mava more than dalet ames, and I want to make a few hanochas in between. Like azoy, and azoy, and azoy. That is awesome. But if I want to make from here to here, it's hetter gomer. That's the Rashba. The Ravid says that, no, that's also awesome. One is not permitted to take from here to here. It's awesome. Fragt der Reive, sei besäu ich schwer die Gemorre. Die Gemorre sest na noi mit Odom, beschuss a Joche, dem Metalto, beschuss a Rabim. Und bewatsch lo jäzi, chut wo da alle Dames. Und das ist allowed to do it. Ist allowed to be Mamu Steyamas. Fragt der Reive, how you allowed to do it. Fragt der Reive, there it's talking about, he's lifting it up, la Maila Miyud also. So it's two things. It's two Ames. La Maila Miyud, then it's Mutter. So the Reive learned that the Gemorre has to be speaking about That is speaking about Lamaila Meyud. If it wouldn't be Lamaila Meyud, it would be Yosef. So it's speaking about Lamaila Meyud. And in this case, the Mishnah says, if he'll be Mavir Dalad Amis, he'll be Chaya. So you may look at the Gemara, Zarayat Rove, that Rove said, that Lamaila Meyud, that if you are Mavir Lamaila Meyud, you are Chaya. So the Chasam Sofer says that Rashi, That Rashi learns like the Raif. So Bameila, so Rashi is Meiridik. Yeah, our Kaponim Taisvis doesn't want to have anything to do with Rashi's Pshat. Lekach nire keperish Rabbeinu Chananel. It's talking about a different Pshat. The Meforish Shemaviroi Derech Olov. Derech Olov means Nati is going to a Mokim Ptu. Shehaviroi Lefonov Miminoi Lismoiloi Neged Gufoi. Eged Gufay. Bahava mine, kiven shigia kenegdoi, have kemunach. The nimtze shloi hevir dalet amis yachat. Omeshani hosom loi noch, the einze hanoche derech atzmai. So Taisva says, Rach's pshat is as follows. He lifted up a chayfet and he's going over here. He's going kenegged Gufay. So there would be a hava mine that as soon that's not called noch. But as soon as it comes keneged gufa, it'd be a hava mine. Now it's keneged gufa. This should be considered noch. Memele, so if it would be considered noch, it wouldn't be mechayev mechuyev al tmave. So kemash melon that it's not called noch. Frek the gemore. So why by eskoyf is it called noch? By eskoyf also did the same thing. He took from the yoni and he went like this and he gave to the yoshe. So it's called noch. Here you say, it is noch. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara's kasha is meiridik. So fact is vasemeth, so what's the teretz? So it's meiridik the kasha. So what's the Gemara? Och and och, och aloy noch. What is the teretz? So there's a marsha over here. The marsha seems to say meiridik echidush. And let us see the marsha for 1 minute, and then we'll be finished with the rach. Page Gimel, the last Marshon of Chesemet Beis. Leine Tehevi, Sheviroi Lechonov, Neged Gufoi, Dava Mine Kivin Shegia, Atka Lashoni, Kein Tzoch Leima, Vahashti Osa Shapa, Dahach Da Hoche, Da Rove, Vahi Da Oimed, Vashus Hayochit, Kulai Oimed, Vagav Nechode Kamayri, Sheodom Oimed, Bemokei Mechot. You're standing on one place. It's filling. So what's the territ? So the Marsha says, why? The kivin shodom noch alas koife shumokim ptu. The person here is noch alas koife shumokim ptu. Vachayfet shikabor kenegdoi v'mokim ptu mikri shapir noch ashen kei beidarov abachdoi medodom b'shus hayochid. So the Marsha seems to say a very shver esvore that in mavir dalet amayis, so the rishus that he's going through is a mokim chiyuv. We had before on the above, this is called a mokim chiyuv. The whole dalet amayis is called a mokim chiyuv. So then it is not considered a hanoche. That means if he's going through Kineged Gufoy Amokim Chiyuv, it is not considered a Hanoche. He's going through Amokim Ptur, it is considered a Hanoche. But the Oimek HaDvorim is Achmavisna. Al Kaponim, that's Al Kaponim, the Ivre, according to the Rach.